Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you guys doing today? Let you guys get some time to show up online for our daily workout, our mental and emotional workout, what I call MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. I'd like to introduce myself to those of you. Our viewership is growing on Periscope at Skip LaCour, on Facebook, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. And I am podcasting this on Blog Talk Radio, which goes to Stitcher and which goes to iTunes. My name is Skip LaCour. I help ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills to reach their goals in life with more certainty and confidence. I do that through many ways. I have an extensive, intense one-on-one coaching program that I do with men. I talk to them every single week. I work with them, giving them that objectivity and perspective to reach their goals in life. And I also do it through other programs that I have. One program that I'm very proud of is my Manformation program. You can go to the manformation.com website at manformation.com. All those articles that are confidence and leadership strategies, relationships, business, money, whatever it is that you want to become more of, to reach your goals in life, you're going to find some strategies there, some articles, some blog posts, videos, podcasts, all about this Manformation movement. I'll just tell you something, I'm really excited. This Manformation movement is going to really come into play. We're really going to take it to the next level in 2016. I have a lot of things planned for you. Manformation University, live seminars where you can come out to the Bay Area, and we're going to have intense live settings with men who are just like you all around the world. So this is our morning connection. I do this every single day at this time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, and it's just casual talk, just two men, bro to bro. We're talking about life. We're talking about our journeys. It's light. It's conversation. It's not do this, do that, do these other things. You get so much of that information, and I get all the comments all the time that you know there's valuable information out there. You know that I provide, if you've been reading my websites and all my articles and podcasts, I know that there's just so much information out there, and we only have a limited amount of time and bandwidth to take it all in. That's not what this is for. This is, it's just us, you know, just talking, just getting clear, just thinking about it. The more we think about the direction we want to go, we can't help but find strategies and new ways of looking at things to make our life better. Hello, Jeremy and Kristen. This is the time to put your comments in, get your shout out before we get started. I really appreciate you guys being here. Today, I want to talk about something that, you know, I found it common in myself most recently, and that's what inspires me. I mean, this morning connection, a live video chat, I come up with it sometimes just minutes before I actually turn on the cameras, turn on the microphone to be here with you. And I want to wait until the last minute because am I most passionate about? I have so much information myself coming in, so many people I deal with, so many men around the world. Our challenges many times are so common amongst us all, right? And I want to wait till the last minute because I always want to be the most energetic. I want to be in the most positive state and really emotional. I mean, what is really affecting me at the moment. And so this is something that, you know, I've touched on, I've helped other men work through. My wife and I, we've had many discussions about this, and I really understand how it affects me. And just over the last couple of days, it's really hit me. And I've really understood how, although we sometimes were so determined, we're so focused to handle those challenges in life, we're really emotionally driven towards that success, happiness, fulfillment for ourselves and for our families. And although we have that amount of dedication, that amount of passion, that amount of grittiness to get things done, there are certain things that block us. And sometimes it's like something that it's not obvious to us, because if it was obvious, we would just make the adjustment. And this is an adjustment that you know, just a small little tweak, like a lot of the strategies you can hear during this Morning Connection live video chat. Sometimes it's not more challenging. It's not difficult. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's just a small shift in the way that you're thinking. And that's what I find so rewarding about my one-on-one coaching program when I help men, because they're going through the grind. They're ambitious enough to step up and to really do what it takes, to put some skin in the game, put some time, energy, and effort to not just talk about solving their challenges. I mean, they're really working at them. So it's a real committed group, and they put a lot of thought and energy into the direction that they're going. And many times, with me just being not in the grind as they are, I can just give them objectivity and perspective and give them more options. Sometimes those options are a lot more simple than the direction that they're going. And sometimes they're more obvious to people who aren't in the grind with you, who aren't emotionally attached to the results, or they're emotionally attached to all the steps that you took to get to this point. I mean, because we think we're dedicated, we're smart, we're hardworking, all those adjectives. So sometimes if the answer is so obvious, right, if we actually get it right, there's something, it can't be that obvious, right? And again, what I enjoy is just throwing off different options, taking their situation, just turning it just a little that they can't do themselves, and then boom, the answers are there. And again, a lot of times they are not even more challenging. They don't take more time. Many times it's an easier path that gets them from point A to point B, where they are now, to where they want to go, in a shorter period of time, all at the same time. So who wouldn't want those type of solutions, right? Again, it's something that, you know, I've talked about with my wife as we've been going on our journey. And, you know, we both have had a certain way of thinking. We were heavily involved in the fitness world, and she was a national-level competitor. I was a six-time national champion bodybuilder. And that level of focus and dedication in that one area of life, you know, you can't help, because you're not focusing on other areas of life, the solutions to those challenges. You just don't have the time, the energy, the effort, the momentum of working on those. So, you know, as we came together and we were working towards our bigger goals in life, where we're at now, where we're going, family, all our goals, what's next, you know, in our life, and that we've been enjoying now with our family and things like that. Whole lot different, and in a lot of ways a whole lot better than all that achievement that we had in the past. And there'll be sometimes I'm a little bit further along in this journey than maybe that she is. And so, you know, as we're working together, sometimes I'll point out a different way of thinking than she has been going in the past, something that hasn't worked. And sometimes, you know, it's, if the answer was that easy, what does that say about all the effort that maybe she's put in? And I certainly understand that, because I have been in that situation many times before. And I also see that with the men I work with, right? They come to me, they're challenged, they're frustrated. They're putting in the time, energy, and effort. And at the same time, when I offer solutions, and to me, again, I'm not in the grind. I have a different level of understanding. Maybe I've accomplished what they're already, what they're working towards. And to me, the solutions, definitely something to try, is a lot more obvious. What they're doing isn't working. They know it's not working. And a lot of times when I offer these solutions, it's surprising to me, although I understand doing this for as long as I have, the resistance to a strategy, to even trying a strategy that's so much easier, that what the hell, why not give it a shot? What you're doing isn't working. It doesn't take a lot of time, energy, or effort. How much resistance that I'll get. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back for this Morning Connection podcast version, your daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. And I want to remind you that you can watch me live every single morning. You can actually see my face as I deliver this motivational material at Periscope at Skip LaCour, SkipLaCour. Make sure you subscribe as a follower. And on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCourPage, SkipLaCourPage. Make sure you like the page. Make sure you put it in your news feed. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll wrap up our daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.
And I've thought about that over and over again, is why would somebody who is so committed to success and is putting all this effort in there, why would they resist even trying or entertaining, you know, a new direction? I mean, what do you have to lose? I mean, sometimes what we're talking about is, I don't know, a week's worth of work, right, for something that they may have been challenged with for, I don't know, 10 years, right, and feeling frustrated and overwhelmed. And then it hit me this past week where, you know, I've been doing all kinds of things over the Internet for many years at a certain level of success. And along the way, I would see all these different strategies that maybe didn't fit my style of communicating. And I thought about them several times, if not more than that, over the years. And I always came to the conclusion to just keep on doing what I'm doing. Well, over the past week or so, I finally gave in. And I invested in a course, and I said, all right, I am so committed to success that I will just try something differently. Like, you know, doing what I preach, right? And the immediate response was just massive, the difference. And I have to be honest with you, like that's where I have so much empathy for you going through your journey, through the guys I work with, for my wife, as I feel it too. I always want to stay attached to being empathetic to all our challenges as we go through this journey called life. You know, I'm never going to be one of those guys, those experts say, damn it, why don't you do this? You know, I can't understand. Just do something differently. Because you're smart. You're hardworking. Of course, if it was that easy just to do something differently, you would have done it a long time ago. All of this objectivity and this perspective, just a different switch, insight, it's just that small little tweak that is the difference. It's not about efforts. Sometimes it's not even about strategies. It's about you just being open to new ideas. And once you become open, then boom, you just apply strategies. And this was something that, you know, I visited many times. I've talked about it, and I finally did it, and I saw the massive result. And the first feeling that I got was, wow, I made my life so much more challenging by not even entertaining this idea, by not even trying this strategy. It was available to me. I heard it. I talked about it, and I just didn't execute it. And I can go back probably 10 years, and I think to myself, what if, and again, it wasn't like I wasn't working hard. It wasn't like I was executing other strategies. It wasn't like I wasn't achieving a certain level of success, right? So it wasn't like I was at rock bottom and just sitting there. And sometimes that's the challenge. Sometimes when you're either highly motivated, like, look, I don't care what I've achieved in the past, I'm going to the next level, or your back's totally against the wall, your rock bottom. Usually that's when you're the most receptive to new ideas and new concepts and new strategies. And I just thought to myself, where would I be if I would have implemented this 10 years ago? And then I got better and better and better and built more and more and more momentum over 10 years. Where would my life be? You know, you would think, well, hey, I understand. Look, I know you guys can talk to yourself in a positive manner. I know you guys can give yourself all the pep talks. And you know how you should think. The challenge is how do you erase all this emotional conditioning that has you think otherwise? And I know I should say to myself, well, Skip, you know what? You can't do anything about the last 10 years. You can just go from this point forward, look at this new distinction, look at this new strategy that's going to propel your life and everything you want to the next level. Yes, but, right? You know, I know that that's the way I should think about it, but I can't help but think about all the opportunities I missed out on by not being open, how I made my life more challenging, how much I didn't clear the way to give more to you, to be at a higher level at this point because of those strategies, or to give more to my family now and in the future because I didn't. And that's not a good feeling. I mean, we want to think of ourselves as hardworking, determined, intelligent, doing whatever it takes. And here's something in front of us, this strategy that we finally started doing, something that really is just a small tweak that's obvious, that it makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, I can't help but feel that feeling. Now, as I work with men all around the world, one gentleman, he described it as, wow, you know, I feel as though I've been playing chess and everybody around me has been playing, I've been playing checkers, a very simple game of checkers, and everyone around me has been playing chess, right? So he's been playing checkers, and really the game that everybody was playing was more complex, and it was chess, and all of a sudden he needs to understand which game he's really in, and then life becomes a lot easier. It wasn't a good feeling. And I always encourage my guys is that, you know, you have to really break that down and reject that feeling when you come up with a new and more effective strategy, when you put so much effort in to solving this challenge. Because if you at even any subconscious level want to eject that feeling in your soul and your gut, like, oh, why didn't I do this early? My life could have been so much easier for myself and my family. Why didn't I do this earlier? It seems so obvious. I feel so stupid. I feel like I've been playing checkers and everybody else has been playing chess. You have to really break that down and do everything you can to break that way of thinking. On an emotional level, if you do think that way, subconsciously, I believe, it's my belief, that you will reject strategies when they come along. And a lot of times, they're more simple and effective. And you're really going to be resisting them. So somebody is going to come into your life, is going to offer a strategy to you, and because it's so simple, it's so easy, you're going to look for all other reasons to make that more effective, simple strategy not real, not true in your case. You know, it's been said that we think we're so logical as human beings. But the truth of the matter is we're emotional beings. We start with an emotional reaction to something, and then we look for the logical evidence to back it up. So in this case, you know, someone presents you with a newer, easier, more effective way to do something that will give you better results in just a fraction of the time, and it's right in front of you, right? And the emotional reaction, if you don't guard it, if you don't break it down, is that, oh, that can't be true. And then you start going backwards and using logics to poke holes in the situation, how it doesn't apply to you, how, yeah, that may work for other people. And again, what is the net result? You don't try it, you don't do it, and you stay where you are. And again, I've seen it myself, I've seen it in my wife, I've seen it in very ambitious, very successful men who I have the pleasure of working with. So it's just something to think about in your case, and it's really stealth. It's really like a secret way of thinking. It's really next level thinking. I want you to send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com or skip@skiplacourcoaching. Tell me if you can relate to what I'm saying. Also, you know, if you want to reach out, you know, I've made this where I can take your phone calls. By the way, whether you do it now or you do it later during our morning connection, the number is 213-973-8790. You might want to write that down for later. 213-973-8790. And during our morning connection, we'll build up steam here. You can call in. I'll have my message for the day, and then I'll take your call. You can call anonymously. Because there's one thing that I want to tell you, if you are like me and a lot of men that I deal with, is, again, you're driven, you're committed. You're taking the time to listen to a morning connection, motivational mental strategies, live video chat, or podcast like this. You're driven, you're committed. You know how you should think. You know how to answer every situation. You can see it in other people. And sometimes that puts us in a position of complacency, because we know what we should do. We know how we should think. Many times, it's perfectly normal that we lack that objectivity and perspective. We don't know directly how it applies to our situation. I have been a student of personal development for over 30 years, and it has helped me just like it's helping you. What made the real difference when my life really went to the next level and I put all that motivation on steroids is when I got someone who I trusted and someone who I respected give me some loving, empathetic objectivity and perspective on my particular situation, because many times we make our situation so unique to us, and maybe it's not. We lack that objectivity and perspective. So what I've done in addition to having these motivational chats is doing everything I can to help you reach out, to call during this morning connection live video chat, but also to go to a form that I have on my website, skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Fill out the form. Just tell me your name, your age, the biggest challenge that you're going through, and your phone number. Right? And what I do throughout my week is I make random coaching calls. Just had one, a couple this past week. It was about 10 or 20 minutes. And I think the biggest thing, is that objectivity and perspective on the challenge that they're going through. And once you kind of release yourself from that burden, like you're defective and that's a common challenge, then you just work on the challenge. You work on the solutions. A lot of times we can't, we're too deep involved in the challenge that we can't see those sometimes simple solutions, and we have to be open to them, right, as our message is today. So that's our morning connection for today. Hey, be here every single morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Hey, think about calling in next time with your challenges, 213-973-8790, 213-973-8790. And also, go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Reach out. Be bold. Maybe you'll get one of these random coaching calls, and I can work out on your specific situation, 10 or 15 minutes. I've seen just massive shifts in the way that people think and go about their obstacles in life just from a 10-minute phone call. All right, so have an outstanding day. Have a great day. Have an awesome day. And again, hey, thanks a lot for doing this for yourself every single morning and doing it again today. Hey, thanks a lot for listening to today's Morning Connection podcast. I want to do more for you than have you just listen to this motivational material. I want you to be bold. I want you to reach out. I want you to send me an email at skip@skiplacourcoaching.com. That's skip@skiplacourcoaching.com. Or you can go to a form that I have already on the website, and that's skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for Morning Connection. That's skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for Morning Connection, MC. And there's a form. You tell me what your name, your age, the biggest challenge that you're going through, and your phone number. And what I do is I make random coaching calls so I can connect at a deeper level and I can talk about your specific challenge. All right, so go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC and let's take this motivation to the next level. But you got to be bold. You got to reach out, and maybe you'll get one of these random coaching calls from me personally. Have a great day.